He captivated all of us over the last couple of months. He is Bismack Biyombo, Raptors center. Great to have you back on, Biz. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing real well, and it's kind of it's surreal, I guess, that here we are in late May, and the season is finally over. I know for fans that watch this team go deeper than it ever has before. What about you? Does it feel over? Have you come to terms with everything?
I mean, when you know we played the last game, the next day I think was the toughest one because you know you always get up, you go to the gym, you know, and you do all this thing, and all of a sudden you gotta change your daily routine, you know. But with that being said, I think you know it was a good accomplishment for me because my goal was not to go early vacation. And I think I was keep playing for at least a month and a half after the season, after a lot of teams went on vacation. So that was a big accomplishment for us. But beyond that, I feel like the team, you know, we fought every minute, every second, and that's what I'm most proud of.
It must be rewarding because, you know, you probably heard people talking. It's 2-0 Cleveland after you get stomped pretty good in Cleveland for a couple of games. And, you know, just the moment where you guys were able to fight back in the series and win your home games and all of a sudden, you know, people south of the border are apologizing and it's 2-2 and you feel like you're right in this thing until the bitter end. I mean, that must have been a big moment in that locker room.
I mean, it was. How many times have people said, you know, we couldn't accomplish something, you know? I think we've heard that more than enough time. But one thing is we keep fighting, you know. We keep moving forward. We keep getting better. And for us, you know, it was a good challenge. And it was a good challenge because we're 2 games away from the final. And nobody can take that away from us. But one thing I think we've learned is it's not what it takes to take the next step. You know, the challenges that's going to be ahead of us this summer, how we can get better as a team and individually, because when you look at how we lost the games, so individually we still have a lot of work to do. And with that being said, is you know, it become a fun summer where you go back in the gym and start, you know, working on yourself and figuring out how you can do better to help the team.
Bismack Biyombo, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So let's get right into it. You keep saying us. You are a big part of this team. You became the fan favorite in this city. And I always say success is sometimes skill set meeting opportunity. You're a skilled guy. You have talent. And then all of a sudden, this market was one that was perfect for you and gave you a big-time chance. You played so well that people are talking about your contract and people are talking about big, big dollar figures. Do you expect to be back in Toronto next season?
Honestly, I do. Honestly, I do because, like I said before, I love it up here and I think we still have some finished business. And just the way we're heading with the organization, you know, it's much fun to see a team go from getting swept last year to make it to the Eastern Conference Final. And it'll be fine if we even go further next season. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I always believe that, you know, I have the right people in my corner to handle that part, so that's why I'm not even concerned about it. But, you know, one thing that I'm really thankful and I really thank God is the opportunity that was given me here. You know, from the moment I got here, the fans showed me nothing but love, and, you know, throughout the whole season, as we face ups and downs, you know, they've been there for us. So more than anything, it's also my teammates that have allowed me to be myself and help them play their game, and that was just one of my best season on and off the court, and I had a lot of fun. You know, it was so much fun to to be around my teammate. It was so much fun to be around the city. So that's what brings a lot of excitement, and that's what, you know, I'm expecting for myself to be back here. And I believe that I have the right people to get it done, you know.
Like sometimes athletes say the right things or say what people want to hear, but I believe you when you say that, because who wouldn't want to be back? It's such a great fit. You guys just went to the conference finals. You have a great group in there. It's a fantastic city. All of that. That said, the big thing that you know guys like me look at are the numbers and the salary cap. I wonder, Biz, if it, like, put it this way, would you consider what we call a hometown discount to stay here in Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, things can always be worked out. There's the impossible, but, you know, at the same time, when the right moment comes, I'll say that to my people, and I'll say that to my side. And when the right moment comes, you know, we'll be open to figure out something. But, you know, at the end of the day, for me, yeah, I mean this for fun more than just, you know, money. You know, money is great, and I'm not going to sit here and try to lie to you and say this and that's good to have money. It's good, you know, all this great number that people have been mentioning. But at the same time, it's how much fun, you know, am I really going to have, you know? And that's what makes the difference. And at the same time, is that, you know, I love it up here. The fans are great, the city is great, and the organization is heading in the right direction.
In your opinion, how close are you to winning? Like, we look at this and we say, okay, the Raptors have taken these major steps, and they're not Cleveland, and they're not Golden State, and they're not OKC, and those teams have super duper stars on them. How close are you, and what do you need to get into that group where we can look at this team, Biz, and say they can win a championship? What has to happen?
We gotta do better individually. Honestly, I don't think in our situation is as it sounds. You know, we don't have this, we don't have that. We have more than enough. That's what got us to where we were. But at the same time, is that sure, we were close to being pretty much everybody that's playing for a championship. We've beat Cleveland many times, where we almost beat Golden State. In Golden State, if you wasn't for the offensive foul that was called. So OKC, we beat OKC in OKC, and they beat us here, San Antonio, it's the same. So when you look at all the top teams, I think we've earned our way into those top teams. But like for us, the next step is individually we have to come back better, stronger, smarter, and we have to mature. You know, I think over the summer is a good opportunity to watch a lot of film of ourselves and learn a lot from ourselves, how we can help each other play even better. Because at the end of the day, when you look at our home games in the playoff, we play much better home than on the road. So how can we carry the same thing we're doing home on the road? How can we help each other play at a level? So all those things, you know, comes to the table and it's up on us as players to figure out, you know, picturing what we want to be, because you only take a few performances to really get it done. And I think we have all those talented guys in our locker room to get it done.
Bismack Biyombo, our guest. It's funny. So I've had you on a couple times this season. I think this is the third time this season. And I remember when you signed here and, you know, people looked at it and said, oh, it's a pretty good value signing and he could help. We never envisioned that there was a stretch of time that you were going to become the most popular guy in this city. What were your expectations now that you look back on it? And what was the highlight for you in the last 6 months?
I mean, when I first had, you know, the opportunity, it was Toronto and this other team. And when I got on the phone with the coach, you know, was telling me about, you know, whether or not there would be an opportunity to play, right? You know, I thought it was, for me, it was going to be a great fit, and I I told Masai that I was going to take my chances. And for me also is just that I worked harder the whole summer, and I was just trying to picture what I'll be going. And of course, at some points, you know, it's funny because things happen so fast as the summer goes on, and when we start the season, you know, I struggle a little bit at the beginning of the season, and a lot of people start putting doubts out there, and until I really got to figure out our system and how I could have helped my teammates to play better, then things start changes. But my highlight, like in the past 6 months, has just been us, you know, being in the playoffs, us achieving all these things that people keep, you know, you walk on the streets in other cities, people keep telling you how you guys gonna get, you know, gonna go home. You're not gonna pass the first series. We passed the first series. You're not gonna pass the second series. We passed the second series. This series is gonna be 4-0. Turn out to be, we turn out to win a few games. But all those, with that being said, is just that I think this season has been my most exciting season as far as a player and as a person. And I really enjoy it, honestly. Since I've been in the league, this has been the most fun I've had in the season. And, you know, I'm really thankful for it.
Well, it was fun watching you, and listen, the Raptors went further than they ever had before, and it was great for the fan base. It was a fantastic couple of months for sure, and the offseason, I know it's shorter for you, and you get free agency to worry about, and you're still working with the Eastern Congo Initiative, and we'll continue to support that for you as well. So all the best, and we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your guests.
All right, that is Biz Mac. Maybe a future Raptor, a current Raptor, we will see. EasternCongo.org, by the way, is the website for his initiative.